Thank you, JC. In June of 1988, my family went to West Berlin. I think most of you in the room will recall that there was a time when Berlin was divided, as was Germany, as was Europe. We stayed in West Berlin, just a few blocks from Checkpoint Charlie. My father was leading a group at that time called American Summer Institutes, where groups of North Americans mostly would go over to Europe and enjoy a cultural interlude, particularly the intersection of religion with the arts and music and the history of a particular place. They went to Scotland sometimes and Finland and Switzerland and Rome. This was the first time that ASI had gone to Berlin, and most of the family went along. I should say that Ned and Wanda are alumni of ASI and well-remembered. So we went to West Berlin in June of 1988, and we traveled around the city, we traveled around the region, we crossed back and forth through Checkpoint Charlie, and we met with people on both sides of the wall, theologians and church leaders, who are not necessarily always theologians, artists, musicians, historians, leaders of government, again, in both East Germany and West. And one question that our group always asked at the end of one of these lectures or panel discussions, one question we always asked was, will the Berlin Wall ever come down? And as I remember it, looking back, we almost always got the same answer, usually in almost exactly the same words. And the answer was, yes, the Berlin Wall will come down someday, but not in our lifetimes. Everybody knew that was true, right? That was just the way the world was. There were two Berlins, there were two Germanys, there were two sections of a divided Europe. Americans hadn't been going to China for very long either. When I was a boy, certainly, Americans didn't go to China, and you knew that that was just the way the world was and likely to remain on into the future. Well, 18 months later, despite all these experts from so many different fields telling us that the Berlin Wall would not come down in our lifetime, there I was with 11-year-old Elizabeth, the same age that Lorianne is now, watching on television as, indeed, the wall was breached. And I try to remind myself of all those august people who assured us of what we already knew. This situation cannot change, not in our lifetimes. And I watch the news and I see so many areas in which we seem to just be cemented in a quagmire. And I wonder what might happen 18 months from now.